Let's return to positive living with Patricia Raskin on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on TalkZone.com. Remember, this is the program that shows you how to turn your obstacles into opportunities, your problems into solutions, how to get the support you need, and how to make your dreams come true. And we're here each week on TalkZone at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 a.m. Pacific. And you can, all these shows are archived on TalkZone.com. You can also go to RaskinResources.com, and there's a circle on my website that says On the Air, and go to TalkZone.com. It will take you right to the TalkZone link, and they do a beautiful job of archiving the shows, and each segment is profiled, and there's a wonderful description of each segment of each program. So do check it out, and check out this program as well as others. We are talking about positive aging, about how, you know, we can grow old, and but we can grow better. Or I'm not getting older, I'm getting better. Or aging like we age with wine, it just gets better with time. So those are the kinds of things we're talking about today. My guest today is Marcia Karsmer, and she has written a great book. Actually, it's a clip art book, and it's called How Old is Beautiful. It's a gift clip book for women of all ages containing quotes and sayings that give us inspiration, reflection, and recollection, and smiles. We really smile when we see how she's put this together, and it deals with the many issues that are involved in aging. And Marcia is an independent agent and videographer after being a work-at-home mom for 22 years, so she has that visual sense of how to put things together. And this book is filled with wonderful inspirational sayings, all done in clip art. Welcome back, Marcia.
Thank you.
Also, folks, you can give us a call right here on TalkZone.com, and you can call us at 888-GO-FOR-IT or 888-463-6748 with your comments about positive aging, your comments about how we can age and just get better. Okay. Let me read a couple of quotes from your book. Okay, let's see. I think every year I become happier because I become more confident and more comfortable in my own skin. It's a great quote. Was that written by any one person?
You know, if there are a few quotes in here that I have the names beside the quote. Carol Matthau has a wonderful quote in here. That one was probably just a phrase I saw in a magazine. Okay. It might have been part of an article, so... Yeah, I can't really attribute that to anybody.
And Carol Matthau wrote, her quote is, "There is no old age. There is, as there always was, just you."
I love that one.
I love that, too.
I do. I love it. It just says, you're the same person that you've always been. I mean, we change and evolve, but just because, you know, we may look older, we're still the same. I feel like I'm still the same young kid. Some days.
Yes, absolutely. And that's really what it's all about. You know, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is this whole idea of the clip art. Many people who I'm sure have attended your workshops and heard you speak love what you have to say. And there are a lot of wannabe writers out there, or people that want to express themselves but just really don't want to sit down with pen and paper. They have what we call writer's block. Do you think that taking quotes out of magazines and papers the way you have is a good way to start the engines going in terms of writing?
Oh, sure. It's just another way to express yourself. Like I said earlier, I've been doing little books like this since I was in high school. I don't know why. I just started cutting things out, and I would put them together, send a letter to somebody like that. And then as I got older, over the years, I would make personalized books for people. I had a friend who was in the hospital once dealing with a long illness, and I made a book for him, and I sent it to him at the hospital. And he said when all the nurses and doctors read it, they would come in the room just to read his little book. So I saw that it was a special gift to somebody because it showed that I took a little time. It wasn't just a card, you know, that I sent them. So I made books like this over the years, and then I made one for a friend of mine who was getting married, and we read it at the shower, and all the girls said, "Well, you need to write a real book like that and get it published." So it was weird. I had a dream that I did. And the title even came to me in a dream. It was called What Makes Susan Run? And Susan is a friend of mine that runs every day. That's kind of what she does. It's something she has to do for herself. So I woke up from this dream and I thought, okay, what does that title mean and what am I supposed to do with this? And that's when I came up with the idea that I had to write a book all made out of phrases that is for women, a book for women, telling women that we all have to find it, what it is that we need to do, whether Susan runs or maybe I, at the time I was doing a lot of video, I was videotaping weddings and doing things, graduation tapes, and I really got a lot of enjoyment out of that. That was kind of the, what I was into at that time. And so I said, I've got to write a book that says the answers are all around us. They're in magazines, they're in newspapers, they're in books. It's up to each one of us to find which answer fits us. And that's what I kind of tried to do with the original book.
And what's interesting about this, if you look at it in terms of being creative, you know, many of us think that we have to go in one path. You think about writing a book, well, the first thing you think about is, oh, look at all these pages, how can I do that? Mm-hmm. But you found a creative way to do this, which really didn't take a lot of writing. It took a lot of thought and creativity to find the right phrases.
Right.
But so what you're saying is people can think outside the box. How else can they express themselves? They could be put into words or in a book that might be different.
Uh-huh. I mean, I never, when I thought of, you know, getting this published, I thought, well, you know, the publishing company might look at it and say, you know, this is cute, but, you know, can it be a book? But when you go into bookstores, I mean, look around. There are so many unique ways of telling stories. My daughter, she's a wonderful writer. She's never gotten anything published, but I think she just writes beautiful stories. I can't do that. I can't sit down, like you said, with a pen and tell a story. I just don't feel that. I mean, I love to write and I keep journals, but it's not that I don't think I can write a book like that. But I knew that just from seeing how people liked the books that I made for them, I knew that I could tell a story,
yes,
using
in that
phrases.
Way.
But there are,
you know,
other ways to do it, too.
Well, there are so many things. I remember going to a workshop where we had to put our dreams. They gave us a stack of magazines. They said, go through these magazines and pick out pictures and think about what you want, like your dreams. And I remember I thought about, you know, travel, and I would find somebody, you know, lying out in the sun or somebody eating something really wonderful. And so I would just take all this, and people love doing this in the workshop.
Yes.
They find the magazines and they pick out these gorgeous pictures of the ocean or the mountains and whatever it was. And they put this all in a collage, and then you had to explain it to the group. You had to say, okay, now this is what I'm thinking and this is what I really want and these are my dreams. It was really powerful and effective and fun.
Yes, yes, yeah. And sometimes I have fun when I'm putting my books together. I love having all my phrases and just putting them in order and knowing what I want to say, but using somebody else's words. I love it. It's fun. And yeah, that sounds like it was a fun project too. And I mean, I've heard other people. I have one girlfriend who takes pictures out of magazines, and then she will put her own words above the picture, you know, saying what that picture,
yes,
is saying. And they're funny.
Yes.
They're really funny. I could see a book made like that. Yeah, there's so many different ways to be creative. And I think publishing companies are always looking for unique books. You know,
also, Marcia, before break, speak to the idea of being a stay-at-home mom for a long time, but still being able to have work, even if you choose not to work during that period, how you can bring those creative juices and the work juices back.
Yeah, I loved being a stay-at-home mom. I mean, I have four children, and those were the happiest days. I got every moment, you know, it was wonderful. So for me, it was when my children were getting older and my oldest one went away to college. I still had my three at home. When they all started leaving, my daughter's in New York right now. I've got one at home. He's a senior. for me, it was really hard because I thought, okay, I have been a mom for so long and full-time mom, you know, I need to find something for me to do. You know, something that I can, that takes up my time, the time that I used to spend taking them everywhere. I needed to fill that time. So I became, I was doing the videography and doing weddings and graduations, and that was really fun. And then I became an independent signing agent, which is just basically, I know people always think that has something to do with Hollywood, because I did spend some years in Hollywood. I worked for Hollywood Squares years ago. But an independent signing agent is a person that closes mortgage loans and a notary. So I've been doing that for about 5 years. And that was really good for me. I started those companies at the same time that I was writing my book. So I would go up in the attic and I would find these inspirational phrases and I would be putting them in a book, trying to tell women, you've got to find adventures. That's in yes. this book. You've always.
So actually writing the book, finding the quotes helped you to find other careers and other avenues of work.
Really
to,
helped
to
me.
Fulfill yourself.
Oh, it sure did. It really helped me because getting back in the workforce after being gone for 22 years, I mean, I had to, you know, it was a little intimidating. And I would read some of my phrases and it would just give me a little more confidence. And then I could go, I remember the very first time I went to a mortgage closing and I was like, oh, I hope I don't mess up these papers and I've got to make sure I, you know, give everybody all the information they need. And I sat down and just read a few phrases that I had been working on the night before.
And
I thought, I can do this. I can do this. I'm a woman. I can, you know, I've been a mom for 20 years, but I've still been, you know, I've still been thinking and working and, you know, and it really did help. So.
Right. We're going to take a break, and that's an inspiration for you working moms out there. You can make it happen in your life. You can be creative and find creative work or work at any age. How Old is Beautiful? That's the name of the book by my author and my guest, Marcia Karsmare. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about it. You can log on to her website, howoldisbeautiful.com. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on TalkZone.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.